there, swirly birds.
That's so lame. I'm so sorry. All right. So,
welcome to episode 5 of Drive Time with Swirl. That's right. It's me. It's Swirl. I'm talking. I'm driving. I should probably be paying attention, but, you know. All right. So, there was a question in, it was a subreddit. I think it's BDSM Community. BDSM something or other. I don't even know. I subscribe to a lot of those, so if that's a big surprise. And the question was, what was your biggest fantasy? Or what is your biggest fantasy? Huh. So I started to think about it just a little bit, because I was at school up until a few minutes ago. So sometimes when I'm working, it's hard to think sexy thoughts. Although, there have been some of you who have tried to make me think sexy thoughts while I'm at school. And it totally works. And I like that. I do like it because that's totally not like my biggest fantasy, but I guess kind of a kink, maybe like a taboo. Like I like to be turned on and like not be able to do anything about it. Yeah. All right. So that leads me to sexual fantasies. I was thinking, like, you know, maybe I would want to have, like, 4-way, you know, with my subby and my daddy and my new friend and myself. And, yeah, I'm just going to call him my new friend because I don't know what to call him. and you know who you are. I don't know what to call you. So, I was like, yeah, maybe I'd want to have all of them at once. And then I was like, fuck, how would that even work? Like, because none of them are interested in doing anything with other guys, so that's out. Fuck. one of them is very subby, one is very dommy, one is very switchy. So, I mean, it would be perfect if they would play with each other, but they won't. So, that would either just be, like, really, really boring, or, like, a lot of work for me. And so, that doesn't sound fun, so... I'm about to get hit by a big old truck that won't get out of my way. Get out of my way! That's right, now it's time for Road Rage with Swirl. Alright. So, that wouldn't work. So I quickly threw that idea out. So, no 4-way with all of my partners. So, poop. Yeah. I would like, okay, now I will say that, like, I would like to dom my subby and have him doming someone else, too. That would be hot. Do you know what I mean? Like, I would be doming him and telling him what to do to her, like, bend her over and spank her ass and stuff like that. That would be hot. So, okay, so we can have that one. I think, though, one of the biggest fantasies that kind of reoccurs for me, and it's funny that it's a fantasy, because it's kind of like, I don't want to say it's my worst nightmare, but it's kind of contradictory to what I normally like, even though I do have very switchy tendencies, and I do like to be submissive, I am submissive, I like to be in control, and of course, I definitely espouse to the idea that in the DS relationship, it really is the sub who's in control. So, maybe that's why I like to sub. I don't know. So, I like to be in control. But, fantasy. I would love to be restrained. Just spread eagle, you know, arms out, legs apart, you know, maybe to a 4-post bed or something. And I would just be like to for, like, words. I would like to be forced to come just over and over and over again. Like, just come so fucking much that I'm like, no, no more, please stop. And then it just keeps going. Because I like that. I like that a lot. Like, for instance, I like to get fucked after I come. You know, like, you come and you're like, and then, yeah, it's like, fuck me. Goddamn, just like, fuck me so fucking hard. Yes. I like that. I keep saying that today. I like that. I wonder why. Where'd that come from? So, yeah. Forced orgasms. And, like, you know, I would want them to be administered in as many ways as possible. So I would want to be made to come on somebody's fingers. And, you know, want someone to fuck me until I come. I want someone to lick my pussy until I come. And then, like, towards the end, I mean, I would even probably agree to one of those stupid Hitachi wand things, which I'm kind of against, and the only reason that I'm against them is just because they're so popular on GWA, and all the girls like, this is my first time with a Hitachi, buzz, buzz. Like, whatever. Whatever. I don't need some, like, big old scary thing. But for torture, I would like it. Ooh, and it would be even better, though, if, like, the whole session started off with teasing. Because I fucking love to be teased. Like, I love to be in that position. Like, I don't like to beg. Like I said, I like to be in control. I do not like to beg. But I like to be made to beg. Yeah, I think that was, like, my inspiration, not inspiration, but, like, my kind of, like, moment of clarity when I figured out that, like, oh, maybe I am sort of submissive, was the first time somebody challenged me and said that he would make me beg. And I'm like, psh, whatever, bitch, nuh-uh, I'm not gonna beg, I don't fucking beg for it. Yeah, 2 days later, I was like, please, 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 let me come, please, 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 please. And I like to be made to beg. It's like, I want to be broken. You know, I start off all cavalier and like all like, psh, whatever, bitch, bring it. And then I like to just be teased and tormented to the point where I'm finally like, oh my God, just fucking fuck me already. Like, make me fucking come right now, please. I'm gonna die if I can't come. I like extended teasing. I like, you know, dirty teasing messages throughout the day. When I was with a former daddy, he would send me tasks to do during the day that, you know, like edging or grinding on stuff. It was always about me grinding on things. Not that I disagree, but, you know, it would get me to that point where after a couple of days, because, you know, I'd always be like, okay, this time I'm not going to beg. I'm going to hold out until he just gives in. But no, no. After a while of edging and grinding on things and sexy tasks and all of that, it would just be like, fuck, I'm ready. I'm ready to beg for it. I will ask for it. And I liked that. I think that's what kind of drew me into being a submissive. Was like, oh, I kind of like when somebody fucks with my head a little bit, you know. I mean, I am obviously kind of a bratty sub anyway, and I'm very switchy. I do still like to dom. Not as much, because like I said, the sub's always in control. It's about what the sub wants and what they need, and yeah. With my former daddy dom, it was just kind of a revelation, like, ooh, I needed this, and I like this, and I like when you fuck with my head. And so, that was kind of like a cool eye-opening experience for me, that as much as I like someone to fuck with my pussy, I also like someone to fuck with my head. And, yeah. And I love being switchy, just so you know, like, I love being switchy. And it can, for me, it can happen, like, super quick. Either with the same person, or if I'm kind of, like, going in between people. Because, you know, I'm kind of slutty. And so, I can... Sorry, more driving. This driving gets in the way of my drive time swirl. Alright, so, yeah, like, I can switch very quickly. And I think that's kind of cool. Where 1 second I can be very much like, get on your knees and fucking beg me to touch your cock. To, daddy, please, please, daddy, daddy, please, please, daddy, oh, daddy, like that. Do you know what I mean? All right. Oh, Jesus, the cops just passed me. That's probably not good. All right, I'm just gonna, like get behind them and stuff. Like, that's right, cops. That's right, I'm following you now. Am I gonna put my lights on? I don't know why I'm paranoid. I wasn't speeding. I changed lanes properly. Yeah, I do have my phone out, but it's dark, and so it doesn't even look like I'm on my phone. And I don't have it up to my ear. I just kind of hold it. So, yeah, coppers. Why are you trying to pull me over? I don't even know. And by the way, my loyal fans, if I did get pulled over, I would fucking cry like a little bitch, just so you know. Despite the fact that I have a terrible reputation around the audio porn world on Reddit, I'm a rule follower, and I don't break laws and stuff. I don't get in trouble. I may get myself banned, apparently, from fucking subreddits, but in the real world, I am a law-abiding citizen. Ooh, although, going back to fantasies, I would want to be pulled over probably by, like, a motorcycle cop, you know, like, wearing those, like, high black boots, like they're fucking, like, chips or something, and like, maybe bend me over the motorcycle, handcuff me, tell me they're gonna, like, fuck a confession out of me or something. I do, like, as much as I am very switchy, I am attracted to guys with a certain level of authority. Like, I like guys in authority. You know, you have a guy in a suit with his belt in his hand or something. I don't even know. But just somebody in, like, some sort of position of power. And I'm just all kinds of melty with that. Oh, my God. So, a cop in some big boots with handcuffs and, like, a... Like, I don't even know. Like, for some reason, the cop has a paddle. Because, you know, like... Like, those of you who don't know, cops, like, carry paddles and stuff. And if you're really bad, they spank you. Maybe in Swirl Land, they do. Oh, and the cop would make me beg for forgiveness. Please, officer, please. Please, I'm so sorry. I didn't mean it. I didn't realize I was speeding. You know, stuff like that. That would be kind of hot. See, fantasies come, like, from everywhere, and stuff, and things. Yeah. So, definitely a lot of submissive fantasies coming from me recently. I like it. Ooh, although, speaking of men in authority, though, as much as I like to be all, like, yes, sir, no, sir, like, looking up at them with my big blue eyes. Because I have big blue eyes, by the way. I'm blinking at them, like, please, sir. They're... Okay, so I used to have a former boss who was very tall, basketball player kind of figure, you know. Not, like, huge, but, you know, athletic. And he was very authoritative, and not like, you know, he wasn't an asshole, he wasn't douchey or anything like that, but just very much in charge, and he was like a master of body language. And I don't know if he has studied body language or if it just came natural to him, but he was so good at body language. Just immediately in a situation, you could tell he was the one in charge. I would sit there and look at him, like, in meetings and stuff, and I would just be thinking, God damn, I would love to just fucking put a collar on you and make you drop to your knees. Like, I would fucking own your ass, and it would be so goddamn hot. Ugh. Mm-mm. Something about, like, a big, strong man, like, just, like, fucking begging me to, like, touch his cock and, like, yeah. So there was that fantasy too. I had that one a lot. Just sitting there staring at him in meetings and stuff. Just thinking, God, he would look so good in a fucking collar on his knees. Just wearing, like, no shirt, maybe just wearing, like, some little shorts or something. Collar, I'd put him on a fucking leash. Make him do dirty, dirty things to me. Oh, yeah. It's kind of like another boss that I have who is, you know, if he would be any sort of dom, which I don't think he is, from what I understand, he's a little bit pussy whipped by his wife, but Is that offensive to say? Did I just offend feminists? I don't know. But if he were any sort of dom, he would definitely be the daddy dom. Like, he's got the, you know, like, he doesn't yell at us if we do something wrong or, you know, he's not one to, like, chastise you. He just kind of gives you the, like, well, we can't have you doing that. And, you know, like, the dad equivalent of, like, oh my god, I am, you know, I'm so disappointed in you right now. And you just, like, want to gouge your eyeballs out because you hate to disappoint this person. So that's what he is. And I've likened him to Jesus a couple of times because he's just that fucking good of a person. Like, he is just amazingly fucking good. Amazing at his job. Amazing. And has the sexiest fucking forearms I have ever seen. Holy shit. And so if he's, like, wearing his button-down shirt and he's got his sleeves rolled up, my goodness. But it's hard to think dirty thoughts about him because, like I said, he's like Jesus. And so he's such a good person that you can't think naughty, naughty, dirty thoughts about him. And I've tried because, like, I look at his forearms and I was like, oh my god, those would look so good up beside my head while you were fucking me. But then I look at him and I'm like, oh, you're such a good person. Fuck. I mean, I'd probably still fuck him, but I might feel bad about that one. All right, Swirl fans. I am going to go because I am home. I'm fucking tired. And again, I don't know if any of you ever listen to these things. And if you do, you know, thanks. This one's dirty. I think I'm going to make sure I put in the title that it's dirty, at least. Because I know sometimes you're probably like, Swirl, just fucking talk dirty. And I know. I'm cool with that. So. Oh, by the way, have you noticed that I say so a lot? I say a lot to you. Oh my gosh. Like, I think somebody was saying that if I ever do suspect someone recognizes my voice, that I shouldn't laugh because my laugh is a telltale sign. But I think if I said so and stuff and yeah, like yeah and stuff and so and really, really, I say really, really a lot. Like, I really, really want to fuck you. When you record audio porn and listen to yourself a lot and stuff, you notice these little things that you say, like little fillers, and I know I say like a lot too, so like, yeah. I talk like my cheerleader. So like, yeah, okay. Stroke your cock. God. Whatever. Okay, I'm really gonna go because I wanna go home. Well, I wanna go in my house. I'm sitting in my driveway again. So thanks for listening. I appreciate it. Be good boys and girls for me. And when you come later on, say my name. Bye.